When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of the first April edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all the great photos and videos and stories about animals that I post, and every once in a while, some really great educational type stuff. And sometimes, once in a while, an exception that isn't all positive that we have to be aware of. But yeah, it really can brighten your day. Some really great, great stories, especially some wonderful rescue stories this week. anyway, it is the first Sunday of April already, and spring has sprung. Now I'm looking out my window because I am zooming in from home, which has become kind of a tradition here on the first Sunday of the month. It is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, we'll be interviewing now down in the studio territory, because Nathan is showing me what's going on outside there. Looks much better. Up here, it's raining. I'm looking out, and I'm just seeing lots of clouds and rain, and but let's find out what's going down towards the city. And of course, keeping everything working smoothly this morning, as usual, Animal World's production engineer. Let's see. Godfather, Uncle Nathan is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And you're right about that rain and stuff. It's going to be sort of like that throughout the day. It's, you know, partly cloudy up here, mostly cloudy, I should say. But as the day goes on, we'll start to see more and more rain. And tomorrow, even a little bit stormy out there. You know, we can
see what I heard.
About 35 mile per hour gusts, which is not too strong, but it is up there. And maybe a possible afternoon thunderstorm, too. So, but that's only going to last maybe about just throughout Monday. Then Tuesday, it'll all start to go away and just back to our typical Seattle weather for the remainder of the week.
All right. Well, that sounds okay. Somehow I happen to be right at the right place at the right time, and the timing is right because, well, I tell you, I have absolutely been swamped and buried in every kind of work that I've just been so busy. I've had so much on my plate outside of working, but I'm really having trouble. If any of you are listening that are trying to get a hold of me on the phone for behavior evaluations and to get sessions set up with me, I just got slammed in this last 2 weeks, and I have been having some real challenges keeping up with phone calls. So I even didn't schedule myself to work yesterday so I could catch up on phone calls and talking to people and scheduling things. And I made a pretty good dent in my list, and I'm going to get back to that after the show today, and then the next few days be getting catching up. So no, I'm trying. But I'll tell you what, the timing was good, Nathan, because, you know, I didn't do a session yesterday, and I was doing the phone, and all of a sudden I realized, you know, today is the first dry day we've had in a while, because it's been rainy, rainy, rainy. And I had not done the maiden voyage on the mower this year, and the maiden and it was getting a little tall. And I realized yesterday, was like, oh, hey, this is my only window. This is my only, I'm here. It's dry. And it's like the only going to be dry day. And like for, I better get out there. So Robbie Golden Retriever and I took the maiden voyage on the mower and mowed and blowed and got all of that, you know, and cleaned up all the driveways and the patios and all that stuff. And man, I'm amazed. I don't know. I mean, that first time you cut the grass and you get everything going, it's like, okay, spring is really here. And I think, and I don't know about the rest of you out there, but according to my grass, I think it's going to be a really good year for grass. My grass looks better right now. Usually, you know, it takes a couple of mows or two or three, you know, to get everything looking good again after winter. But I don't think I've ever seen my club grass look as good as it does now. I mean, it's super extra dark green and it's really thick. Ooh. And, you know, I live in the forest and there's no sun that hits. Anyway, it's kind of unusual, but I have spectacular grass right now.
See, I'm all for good grass. I played baseball and now before I was an infielder, but now I play outfield. And one of my favorite things to do, it's almost like a dog, you know, just go around the outfield and shag some balls as people hit them into the outfield and throw them back in. One of my favorite things to do just to kill time and take some time away. And so seeing that grass just always reminds me of being out in the outfield and smelling it and running around in it.
Yeah. So it was fun. Well, and Robbie enjoys it because he gets to go get out of the dog yard and, you know, zoom around the property while I'm mowing and stuff. And he thinks that's great fun. But, you know, the window was perfect. I got out there, I got it all done. And now I woke up this morning and it's raining like crazy again. It's like, well, but I'm good. My grass is cut. You know, I would imagine that it's going to be a regular thing now. The temperatures are warm enough. And that means, you know, if you're not paying attention, you need to be watching your dog and cat friends if they're indoor, outdoor models, depending on what you're doing about fleas. And, you know, I avoid all the chemical stuff if I can, and I absolutely won't do the spot on flea stuff and all that really, really heavy duty chemical stuff. So I tend to take care of it naturally with my animals. So that means I'm paying attention right now, because when the outdoor temperature gets to be 50 degrees or higher consistently, that's when everybody starts to hatch outside that's been dormant during the winter. And so you want to be on top of that so that you don't have a flea infestation start. So that's the big thing going on right now. So far, so good. We're all good at my place. And Nathan, how is everything in the uncle department? Everything okay back in Kentucky and with little Genevieve and all of that? And your brother
great.
And sister-in-law?
We just got a picture from my brother and sister-in-law that Genevieve turned 2 months old just the other day. And, you know, my brother's sister-in-law, so his wife's sister, she made this rug or blanket where we could lay Genevieve down on the side, and then on the other side is like a bunch of numbers for the days, and it's like day, month, or week, and then you can put a ring around whatever like month or day it
almost
is.
Like an advent calendar,
something like that.
Up.
Yeah, but for, yeah, so we can track her progress. And on the left side, you know, just set her there's like a blank space for her to lay.
Well, that's cute. Somebody made that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
My brother's sister-in-law.
Now, you said when you were back there and got to meet her not too long ago and be officially become the godfather, she was a very friendly, pretty easy baby. Is that continuing? Is she being an easy girl?
It's continuing. She's starting to smile a lot more. They put her in a car seat. Not in a car yet, but she is making all these different facial expressions and is getting more observant of her surroundings, probably starting to see a little bit more, because when a baby is born, their vision isn't quite fully developed yet. But now that her vision is slowly starting to come into focus, she's getting more observant of her surroundings and lights and stuff like that. And really curious about the world, I would say.
All right. Okay. So it sounds like all is right with the world. Well, yeah, in our little animal world here, how about we'll stick to that right at the moment. Anyway, let's see. It is April 3rd, And gosh, I have to, went through all of Friday, because that was April 1st, and I didn't run into any April Fool's jokes anywhere. And in fact, I kind of even forgot that it was April 1st until, that was kind of funny. I often have my TV on, you know, late at night. I'm a night person, and will generally always watch the news like 11, and then I might watch more news and so forth. But on that Friday night, I can't remember, I still had the TV on, and I generally watched Como News on Channel 4, and then Jimmy Kimmel comes on after the Channel 4 news. And, you know, the late night shows, there's Jimmy Kimmel and there's Jimmy Fallon. Well, and I wasn't kind of paying attention, but the TV was on, and so I was sort of paying attention to see who was going to be on, and they introduced Jimmy Kimmel. Well, out walked Jimmy Fallon. And I was like, I mean, they got me, because I did it like a triple take, and wait a minute, I thought I was on Channel 4. Now that's Channel 5. Well, anyway, apparently the two of them, they switched shows for April Fools, you know, Jimmy and Jimmy. And so the California show went to New York, and the New York show came to California, and they did it all in that last 24 hours, and nobody knew, and it didn't get leaked. And man, they really pulled it off. So anyway, I thought that was one of the best April Fools jokes I'd ever seen. It was really good. So I hope you all saw it. If you didn't, it was really funny, and it got me. So anyway, happy 2 days after April Fools. Did you get fooled by anybody on Friday?
I wish I could say it was a fool, but it was real. My car got hit. You know, there's always the old April Fool's joke where somebody right. says, honey, the car got hit outside. And then it goes, right, outside. The car April is perfectly Fool's. Fine. April Fool's, well, mine actually did get hit. So unfortunately, instead of April Fool's, I've been dealing with April reality this year.
Okay. So it was in a parking lot, though, and you're okay, and the car's okay?
Yeah,
I
was
okay?
just inside a building, and somebody came in and said, hey, you know, are you the owner of this car? And they said, yeah, I am. Why, what's up? Well, somebody was backing out their space and turned their wheel a little bit too soon, and their front fender swiped up against the side of your car. We want you to take a look at it and see what's going on. I said, okay. And thankfully, you know, the damage is, you know, very minimal, I would say. I mean, the car is completely drivable. And it's just, you know, we got to take it to a body shop and get all the scratches fixed. And there's a little bit of a dent which needs to be removed, too. So,
well, be prepared, because, you know, everything is inflated. Everything costs too much.
I've already gotten the estimate, and it was about double what I was anticipating.
Right. Was it more than you expected? Yeah. Hold your breath, because, you know, stuff costs a lot. So anyway, I'm glad that you weren't hurt and that your car is going to recover and it's minor and all of that. So let's see. We better get busy here, because we've got to stay on schedule. The first Sunday of the month, we always do have a schedule. Just so y'all know, is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll start off with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland towards the bottom of the hour. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we talk with Eileen from Help Animals India. And then 11 o'clock hour, we talk to Laura at Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And then Sita will join us from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And then I'll throw in current events towards the end of the second hour. And I have a few little things to get us going here. I've got some good news on my little animal stuff to report. But we first, we've got to officially start the show. I think it's time to do that. And if you haven't been around for me officially starting the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals. And that, of course, would be for so many years, Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we got a bunch of affirmations to get us in the right frame of mind and set up the energy for the day and the week. So I'm ready to get started. Everything okay on your end, Nathan? We are good. Okay, so we begin with a prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, we are good with our St. Francis prayers. Now I've got a bunch of affirmations. We've got a group we do here every week. This part of the show is voluntary as to whether or not you join me. I'm going to say each affirmation out loud three times, and you can repeat them with me. You can say them silently or out loud. You cannot do them at all. You can use them during the week as I do, however you would like to participate. But I will tell you that they are extremely powerful. And if you get into them, they really will help change your life. So affirmation number one, this one we do for ourselves as an individual. And then some of them we do as a kind of an animal world collective. So here we go. This one is for ourselves three times out loud. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, second affirmation here comes from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen and Nelson Linda. I'll be back in the studio next week. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Anyway, this one we do for ourselves as a group. Boy, I love this affirmation. Here we go, three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, the next one comes from the Ananda Institute in Italy, actually. And this one we do for ourselves here. And this is to get you in the right attitude and feeling to go out in the world with, you know, because restrictions are lightening up and the virus is still here. So you want to go out in a consciousness of health and well-being, being wise and all that good stuff, and not in fear. So that's what this one is all about. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty. Now, this last one in this group comes from Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach. And this one I have found particularly helping with everything changing so rapidly and all that's going on. I use this a lot. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then to complete this group of affirmations, we've got one more in conclusion. But before we do that, you fold your arms over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All right. Now we close our little ritual here with the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. This, of course, is particularly important now, especially for all of you out there praying for Ukraine and peace and all of that good stuff. This one is designed to help with all of that. And we, of course, let's focus our energy and our light and our love over to the Ukraine, and let's just send lots of light and love. Here we go. And I also do this one three times. Yeah, and then of course I get that static. Let's see if I can fix that, because you're probably hearing that, aren't you, Nathan?
It's coming through.
There we go. Got it. All right. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And of course, we will continue that process and get our exercise in at 10 and 11 when we get on the love train. And we now know from Diane's doctor that dancing is good for your back and your spine and all of that. So we're going to get up and dance, and we can look forward to that. All righty then. It looks like it is time to take care of our advertisers. We'll do that now. I've got a couple of things when we get back, and then we will get started with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our Animal Friends Sunday. And we'll talk to Meow first. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at Vertical Energy Worldwide. And if you've been hanging around with the show, that you know that Linda Rasmussen and brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen, they took the second Sunday of the month off in March, and that's basically because Linda got to do it like a trip of a lifetime, and she was off in Egypt for most of the month, and she should be back now, and they'll be in the studio with us next week doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends, but in the meantime, I'll let you know that you can now give her a call and take advantage the wonderful offer she's got going. She's offering a free introductory session to anybody that calls or texts her at the number I'm going to give you. Why wouldn't you want to do that? She's a phenomenal healer, and boy, it's a great way of avoiding a lot of talk therapy and letting your body do the work. She can facilitate that. So check her out, verticalenergyworldwide.com, and call her, text her at this number, and tell her you heard Martha talking about her, you'd like a free session. The number to call is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And of course, you know about our wonderful premier sound energy healer this area would be Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. She is back at work a couple of days a week and would love to work with you in person or remotely. Going in and experiencing the gongs and the acutonics work is absolutely phenomenal. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call 206-706-2836. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates, and you get links on the website and interview on the show. So how can you turn that down? All you got to do is you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just give me a call, not now because I'm on the radio, but after the show, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty. Let's see. Nathan, I wanted to remind everybody that, again, this time of year, spring has sprung. Honeybees are just getting going out there, and it's really important, depending on where you live, if you have dandelions, that you not spray your dandelions with insecticide or weed killer stuff, because dandelions are the first source of pollen and stuff for honeybees. And I posted, have it up on Facebook, about the honeybees, what people spray the dandelions will kill them. And of course, they're in jeopardy as it is anyway. So please don't spray your dandelions if you are going to get rid of them. Well, you can use the vinegar. Vinegar in the sun works well. And I understand that would not harm the honeybees. So you want to pay attention to that. And the other springtime event that's going on, I have totally gotten into the hummingbirds, as I think you all know. And what happens about this time of year? Well, it's been going on for, I think, a couple of weeks now. The Anna's hummingbirds are year round here and winter here. The Rufus hummingbirds do not. And so they leave for a while during the winter. Well, they've come back. And the Rufuses are brighter colored and are more orange and so forth with their metallic colors. They're a little smaller, slightly smaller than the Anna. but they're also more aggressive. So if you're noticing more competition at your feeders, it may be because the Rufus are back in town, and I have been delighted to see them all. And then the really, really good news is, Nathan, I'm finally happy. There is good animal TV back on the air. And that's because on Animal Planet, you know, Saturday evenings tend to be my time to watch great animal TV. And Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, absolutely the best vet show ever done. The man is a saint. And it's been a Dr. Jeff marathon all day, all night on Animal Planet last Saturday and this Saturday. And there was a new episode last night. So, woohoo! Gosh, the guy is wonderful. And it is one of the few vet shows that I really learn stuff from. He is such an incredible veterinarian. He is a phenomenal orthopedic surgeon. He's a phenomenal surgeon in general. And he last night on this, Nathan, it was pretty amazing. And I'm just going to mention it to you because it's a really good warning for everyone. Cat came in really, really sick. And what he determined that the cat had eaten some, well, there was a part of a string they had found. Anyway, they ended up having to go into surgery immediately. Well, this cat had a stomach full, Nathan, of women's hair ties.
Wow.
You know, hair ties. Mm-hmm. And dental floss. I mean, like, and the strings and threads like that, when they get in the gut, in the intestine, they can start cutting through the intestine or burying and getting embedded in the intestine. Well, it was amazing watching the surgery, how he had to go into the whole intestine, had to make 3 incisions in the intestine, and had to ever so carefully get all of that dental floss and all of that stuff out of the guts without further damaging the gut or ripping it. You know, and causing a peritonitis or something. But he's an amazing surgeon, and he did it, and the cat saved. But you know, and the owner had said, well, I knew she liked to play with hair ties, but I had no idea she was eating them or any of that stuff. So you really, there are some cats, and it's actually, some of them have an actual behavioral condition. It's called pica, when they eat stuff that isn't food.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be like that. But you know, gosh, Dr. Jeff was citing all the things that he's had to take out of, you know, dogs' stomachs and that sort of thing. So please, just be a little cautious, especially if you have kitties that like to play with, you know, rubber bands, hair ties, strings, and that sort of thing. You have to supervise that kind of stuff, or just don't give it to them and don't leave it out and all that sort of thing, because you want to keep your animal friends safe. So all that being said, you can tune into Animal Planet Saturday evenings and watch the best vet show on the planet. Dr. Jeff is back, and I am ever so grateful. So let's see, I guess that's all I have to talk about. So it's time to get started with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And speaking of one of the best at that, especially helping our kitty friends, that would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And as always, we're talking to Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
And how are you on this? Well, it's a rainy Sunday morning here. How are you?
Yeah, it's pretty gray here. It's not raining, but it will be any minute now, I'm sure.
Oh, all right. Well, and even in the rain, I have a nice Anna Hummingbird Redhead, a male at the feeder. That's my big distraction here when I'm doing the show, is that I have hummingbird feeders right outside of my office window. So I do get distracted by those cute little things. So just a cloudy going on down there, but I understand from Nathan the rain's coming in, Marilyn. So it's a good Sunday to stay in here and talk about stay inside, talk about animals.
Yep.
So let's do the business. And for anybody that doesn't know, give us the lowdown on Meow Cat Rescue. What are you guys?
We are an animal shelter cat rescue organization. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We're located in Kirkland. We just celebrated our 25th year,
And wow, that's amazing, isn't it? Because, you know, I have to remind everybody, because I sometimes have trouble realizing how many years I've been doing this show. But we broadcasted live from the grand opening on Mercer Island. And that's where the name Meow came from. Mercer Island, East, for Eastsiders, for orphans and waifs. I've never forgotten that. I thought it was such a clever name. But eventually you guys got too big and moved up to Kirkland. And now you are located, and I think it's the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland, which is now I heard, Marilyn, I haven't been to the area recently, but you were in the same little strip mall that PCC was in. But as I understand, they've moved, haven't they?
Yeah, they moved about a month ago.
Okay. Okay. But you are still in the same location. So you don't want to go to the new PCC or wherever they moved to. It's Houghton Plaza.
Right.
All right. Now, the other thing we've been discussing regularly, of course, is is COVID, the pandemic, and of course the shutdowns and all of that, and that really shut down the shelters, and Meow was no exception, and you guys had to shut down and all of that. But things are starting to get more back to normal, and I know last month when we talked, you were still open for people to come in from, I think, 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays to the shelter. Mm-hmm. But you were hinting that might change and you might open something up. So how are we doing hour-wise and functioning-wise at Meow? What's going on now?
Well, we're doing really well. I was at the shelter yesterday, and I think we did 9 or 10 adoptions.
Wow.
And we were talking yesterday about, and it's coming very soon, we're going to open another day, probably midweek. We're thinking Wednesday or Thursday. Pretty soon here.
And will it be similar, like 1 to 5 in the afternoon or something like that?
Yeah, probably 1 to 5, something like that. And kitten season has begun, I should mention. So we've been slammed with moms and babies and all of that. So the season has begun.
Well, and we should let you know, even though it is Meow Cat Rescue, you know, primarily your focus is cats. And in the shelter in Kirkland, you do have cats in the shelter. They have moved, you know, you had to move everybody out to foster when everything was shut down. But the cats are back in the shelter. Some, of course, remain in foster. But you also have some dogs. But the dogs don't come into the shelter. The dogs are all in foster homes. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We don't have, our shelter isn't quite big enough to accommodate dogs. So, yes, they're all in foster.
But you don't want to, if you're looking for a dog, you don't have to dismiss Meow. And you can find out what they have in the dog department. Or the cat department as well. You just go to the website, which is Meow, M-E-O-W, meowcatrescue.org. And I think you click on available cats or available dogs, and then you can look online at everything that is available. And I think you've let us know before, Marilyn, that is updated almost on a daily basis. So you need to, if you're looking for something specific, you want to check back a lot.
Right.
We've often talked about that, you know, there really isn't a kitten season anymore because there seems to be kittens all year round, but it sounds like there's a step up or more avalanche of kittens, and that's already begun, you're saying, right?
Oh, yes, it's definitely begun.
So does that mean, do you have people that, do people bring in pregnant cats or cats with litters, or how do you end up with all of these kids?
Well, currently, so we're working on a hoarding situation.
Oh, wow.
And that's just one of the many sites we're working on. But that site alone, I think we've got 3 or 4 cats with newborn babies.
Wow.
And then there's another situation we're working on out in rural King County, and I think there have been 60-some cats out there.
Uh-huh.
And so those are keeping us really busy.
Now, then you just, did you want to, because you emailed me about something, you'd want to know about barn cats.
Yeah, and so this would be a good segue to talk about barns. And, you know, sometimes we have these situations, like, for example, the location out in rural King County, all those cats, some of them are tame, some of them are not. So the tame ones we can usually find homes for and get them adopted. But the ones that aren't tame, we're always looking for barns that can house a couple of cats. We like to place them in pairs if possible. A good barn home is a home that will also, you know, supplement the cat. We can't expect the cats to live on, you know, mice.
On mice alone.
No, we can't. And we always need barns, always. So.
Okay, well, you know, and that can be a mutually beneficial situation, because, mm-hmm. you know, if you have livestock, or, you know, you're in a situation where you would have a barn and you have animals, you know, then you got to feed them, and all that feed attracts rodents, and most people need some kind of rodent control. And, you know, I'm not comfortable with poisons and stuff. So, you know, a great way to keep your rodent population down in a barn situation, of course, is to have cats, because that's what they do.
Environmentally friendly rodent control.
Yeah, environmentally friendly rodent exterminators. And so, you know, you can have, they don't have to be domesticated and social, because they're not house cats. They don't come in and live with you. They live in the barn and patrol your barn and catch, you know, the rodents and keep that population in check. But I think what you're saying, Marilyn, is that you don't want to place them where they wouldn't be at least monitored and supplemented with food and so forth. But you apparently would have some options if people are looking for, you know, barn cats or shed cats or, you know, whatever you've got. If it's an appropriate situation, you might find what you're looking for at Meow. So you're saying that you have cats that would fit that bill now.
We have some, and we know of some that they just have nowhere to go on planet Earth, and we're trying to figure out what to do.
Well, when you mentioned that in an email to me, I sent a text out to my friends that I know that, you know, have horses and barns and work around the area. So I put the word out. I haven't heard back yet, but okay. I'll let you know if I'm able to scout out anybody out here.
Okay, thank you.
And let's see, looking at the clock, we got to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. We'll do that now. And then we're going to continue our conversation with Marilyn. And oh, I got to tell you, Marilyn and I, we started a conversation. I asked for some advice, or if there was help last month about feral cats and trap and neuter and all of that. And I was so frustrated. Well, I've got the best deal. Marilyn, you are awesome. That's all I got to say. I can't believe what has happened in a month's time. So I can't wait to fill you all in and what a tremendous job Meow is doing. And Marilyn, you're just incredible. So we'll share all that good news and catch up on all this stuff and more about Meow Cat Rescue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And they've got great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the best cat vitamins around. And they call them NuPro Nuggets. Boy, are they really popular. Every cat I've tested just loves them. So it's a great way to stimulate some eating and so forth. But NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And I know you can get the dog supplement at a lot of pet stores around the area. I think Diane said she's been getting it on Amazon. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And then, of course, if you need help with your animal friends, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I work mostly with dogs privately in people's homes and specialize in getting yucky problems under control fast and see only once. I'm really busy at the moment, having trouble keeping up with phone calls. But, you know, if you need me, call me and bug my voicemail, 360-217-7258. All righty. We are in the middle of conversation with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And, gosh, Marilyn, I just have to thank you because I was pretty frustrated last month when I talked to you on the air because I have a disabled friend that I help and that lives out in the country and discovered feral cats at a neighbor's home that were kind of bleeding over and coming to her place. And we knew that there was a mom and a litter of kittens that were maybe 6 months to a year old, or we're not really sure, and all of that. And so we had decided that the best thing to do was for Cindy to start, since they were starting to come over to her place, is start to feed them and lure them, and then maybe we could trap them. And then, you know, because I've known about, you know, TNR, which is trap, neuter, release, and that's when, you know, people go into areas where there are feral cats and put out traps and then take them in, like to the feral cat spay and neuter project, and they get spayed and neutered and their little ears notched and all of that, and then they get taken and released back in the area that they came from, which is a wonderful way to start, you know, cutting down on the population. Well, so Cindy got really excited. You know, my friend out got really excited about this, and she had a trap. So she set it up, and lo and behold, boom, right away, she caught a cat. Well, super, super feral, and was keeping it in an extra room in her house. And so we were trying to figure out how are we going to get this cat spayed, and then we're going to drop it. And anyway, I had made both of us phone calls, and she can't do computers or screens, so I was searching online, and I couldn't get anybody to answer our calls or return our calls. Couldn't find appointments anywhere. I was totally frustrated. And last month I asked Marilyn. Marilyn said, "Well, we can help with that." we know how to do all that. I said, really? She said, yeah, have her call us. So I did. And my gosh, Marilyn, you guys are phenomenal. You return phone calls. You do what you say you're going to do. Absolutely unbelievable that through Marilyn and Meow, they've just taken care of everything. And someone came out and because there are people that do this, bless their hearts, out of the goodness of their hearts, that help trap these cats and then take them in for spays and neuters and bring them back. So Cindy had named this kitty Crystal. We thought it was a female, but she'd never had her hands on it and all of that. But she has, they did come out and Cindy was able to trap her again in the house. And then she went in and had her little spay surgery and her near ear notched. And then she was brought back and they released her on Cindy's property. Cindy said she'd never, when the cat finally came out of the trap, and she said she'd never seen a cat move so fast in her life. Like, you know, just a bullet, that cat was back in the blackberries and gone, you know, gone. At any rate, Marilyn, I just got it because apparently you're connected with, there's this group of, it sounds like women that will go out and help people, coach them. And now they're working with Cindy as to where to put the food and how to get these other cats coming. And then when we're getting enough food eaten regularly, you know, you'll place traps and we'll get the rest of them eventually. But, you know, I know a lot of us know about the TNR and would want to do that, but have no clue as to how to go about it and make it happen. But apparently all we have to do is call Meow because you guys are connected and you know what to do.
Well, and we can't honestly take, I mean, I'm so glad things worked out, but we can't take the credit for that. There's the group, do you know of the Community Cat Coalition?
I've heard of them, but I haven't ever interviewed them or anything.
Yeah, so it's independent rescuers, and they live up north, down south, and that's what they do. They go to people's places, and they trap cats and kittens, take them in and have them neutered and bring them back. Or they teach people how to do it themselves. So
it's amazing what they do, Marilyn. It's incredible.
I know. It's exhausting what they do.
Yeah, and it's out of the goodness of their hearts. Nobody's paying them the big bucks to do this.
Yeah,
you know,
there's no money to be made in the business is the thing. So,
but you know, it's so important because it really does. It helps so much because it allows the cats to live out, you know, as good a life as they can in the environment that they're in, but they aren't reproducing. So, you know, eventually the feral colonies die out, you know, which unfortunately we humans have been so irresponsible for so long in this country that we have a huge, huge problem. Do you have any idea, Marilyn, is anybody keeping statistics? Do you know if we're making any progress in addressing the feral cat problem?
I think we are making progress. I think that, I mean, I don't have any statistics to look at, you know, so I can give you a certain number, but it seems that the euthanasia rate has really gone down, and it seems that the quote-unquote problem areas are in rural areas where people don't think it's necessary to spay and neuter their cats. And education is a big, big, big part of what we do.
That's I'm just so impressed with of how much help you guys were, and it just took all the stress out of it for us anyway. At least then we knew there was an answer and a way to help these cats. You know, our hearts were in the right place, but we didn't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But this Cat Coalition, man, they do, and you were so great in facilitating all of that. And I sent you another one. I don't know if you've heard from her. Yes, I think she was going to be listening this morning and then probably will be in touch. But, you know, people do wonderful things in rescuing cats and so forth, but then they don't really know what to do once they've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to a listener that someone in an apartment close to where they live was evicted, and a cat was involved and left. And this the listener was asked if they would intervene and help this cat. Well, it turns out I think it's an older cat, and it sounds like it's maybe deaf and blind. And she's been taking care of the kitty, and she has cats of her own and a household of cats, but she's taken the cat to her business, and you know, is doing the best she can caring for the cat there, but is trying to figure out the best way to find this kitty, you know, a loving home. And anyway, you're my best resource now, because by golly, Meow answers their phones, and, you know, can help kind of guide people. And so I don't know what kind of great advice, or if you'll be able to help her with this kitty or what, but I sent her your direction.
Okay.
And I don't know, I think, am I remembering right, Marilyn, that a no-kill shelter, a private shelter like Meow, that you can take owner releases, but you can't take strays?
That's correct.
Is that right?
That's right.
And that's because we want people to be able to find their missing animals if possible. And so strays have to go to one of the city or county shelters, so they're in the system.
Yes.
That's my understanding anyway.
That's right. So if a stray comes to us, we have to have them be taken down to Regional Animal Services of King County, and then they put them on what's called a 72-hour stray hold, and that means they wait 72 hours for the owner to come and identify and claim the cat, and if nobody does, which is usually what happens, then it's adoptable to someone else.
So are you guys full at the moment? Have you got more cats and you know what to do with, or what's the status of your situation?
We are filling up quickly. Our foster homes are filling up really quickly. And we've got some really difficult cases that we're working on right now. So we have an awesome, awesome shelter manager, and he somehow juggles it all. And he makes it all happen. So.
All right. So lots of adult cats available, lots of kittens available, did you say?
We have some older kittens available. And wait, we've got a lot in foster care. So in a couple months, we will have oodles of kittens.
Right. So they have to stay in foster care until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered and then moved into the shelter for adoption.
Right.
All right. So there'll be tons coming. And if you're interested in the kitties or the dogs, all you have to do is go to meowcatrescue.org, click on, you know, available cats or available dogs, and you can see what's there. Now, you will be open this afternoon from 1 to 5, correct?
Correct.
And can people just drop in during that time, or do they need an appointment?
No, they can just drop in.
Okay. Yep. All right. And so every Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 5, but now I'm sure you'll put an announcement up on the website or something if you open up on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yes.
So we can keep an eye out there. And of course, you'll inform us here. Anything else we need to know about before we wrap up?
Nope. Just looking for some barns.
Okay, so spread the word, everybody. Meow Cat Rescue is looking for barns and great homes for barn cats. So, you know, anybody that's got a rodent population problem in a barn and they're willing to supervise some barn cats, give Meow a call. And let's see, what's the phone number for Meow?
425-822-6369.
Okay, so 425-822-6369. You can also go to the website meowcatrescue.org. But if you can take some barn cats, please let them know. And golly, Marilyn, thank you so much for all the fantastic work that you do. I know that the Cat Coalition is going to continue to work with Cindy. She's got some of the other cats are eating. I haven't talked to her since that Crystal was released, to see what's going on. It's funny that the neighbor's been feeding these strays, you know, really cheap cat food. And so the Cat Coalition was having to put out canned food and all of that. Well, these feral ones won't even touch that. So she had to go buy some cheap cat food, dry food that now they're starting to eat. So anyway, thank you for all the great work that you do. And please keep up the great work. And we will talk to you again next month.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. Thanks, Marilyn. God bless. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye. All righty. We will switch gears and head to Help Animals India in the second hour. Right now, it is time to fire up the love train. And dancing is required, folks. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join me on the love train. I'm going to cruise through and pick you up. And we're going to send all our light and love over to Ukraine and all of that area, and let's focus on peace, and get the bright light and love shining everywhere. And as always, I energize up the love train music, so we are super energized for the day and the week with our yogi energization prayer. And here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And everyone stay right where you are. It's coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.